Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surrounded by Bad Bosses and Lazy Employees by Thomas Erickson applies the behavior model made popular in the Surrounded by Idiots series to everyday frustrations at work. Instead of treating difficult colleagues as villains or labeling yourself as unlucky, the book frames conflict as a predictable mismatch of needs, communication styles, and expectations. Erickson focuses on two pain points most people recognize: managers who demotivate, micromanage, or disappear, and employees who seem resistant, slow, or disengaged. Using an accessible personality color framework, he explains why the same leadership behavior energizes one person and drains another, and how small adjustments in language, structure, and feedback can dramatically improve outcomes. The book is written for readers who want practical guidance rather than theory, including strategies for handling tense conversations, creating clearer agreements, and protecting your own performance when the environment is messy. Its overall promise is that you can succeed even when you cannot change other people, by changing how you read them and how you respond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using the color behavior framework to decode workplace friction. A central idea in the Surrounded by Idiots approach is that many conflicts are not about intelligence or effort, but about predictable behavioral preferences. Erickson organizes these preferences into four color categories, each with typical strengths, blind spots, and triggers. In a workplace, this becomes a practical map. Some people prioritize speed and decisive action, others prioritize relationships and harmony, others prioritize structure and rules, and others prioritize analysis and accuracy. The value of the framework is less about labeling and more about diagnosis. When a boss appears controlling, the underlying driver may be a need for certainty and reduced risk. When an employee seems lazy, the real issue may be unclear priorities, low psychological safety, or a mismatch between tasks and motivation. The book encourages readers to look for observable signals such as pacing, detail level, emotional expressiveness, and response to conflict. From there, you can tailor how you present information, request decisions, and set expectations. This topic matters because it replaces guesswork with a repeatable method. Even if you disagree with any personality model, the practical takeaway remains: adapt your communication to the person in front of you, not to your preferred style. Secondly, recognizing bad boss patterns and responding without self-sabotage, Erickson focuses on the reality that a manager can be competent in some areas yet still create daily stress through habits like micromanagement, avoidance, favoritism, unclear delegation, or inconsistent standards. The book's perspective is pragmatic. You may not be able to replace your boss, but you can reduce damage by understanding what your boss values and fears. A control-oriented manager may calm down when you provide proactive updates and clear risk mitigation. A charismatic but disorganized boss may respond better to short summaries and explicit next steps. A conflict-avoidant boss may need you to frame issues as options and consequences rather than complaints. This topic also highlights the importance of boundaries. If you keep absorbing chaos without clarifying priorities, you train others to continue. The book pushes readers toward concrete behaviors like documenting decisions, aligning on definitions of done, and asking for criteria before starting work. It also suggests choosing the right moment and tone for hard conversations, and using calm, factual language that fits the other person's style. The overall goal is career protection, keep your performance visible, prevent rework, and avoid emotional spirals that make you less effective. Thirdly, motivating so-called lazy employees through clarity, fit, and accountability. The phrase lazy employees often hides multiple problems that require different solutions. Erickson's approach reframes low performance as a signal to investigate expectations, capability, motivation, and environment. Sometimes the employee is confused about priorities or receives mixed messages from different stakeholders. Sometimes the task requires a working style they do not have, such as heavy detail work for someone who thrives on rapid action or constant improvisation for someone who needs structure. Sometimes the issue is psychological, fear of criticism, lack of recognition, or low trust that effort will be rewarded. The book encourages leaders and peers to match communication to the person. Some people need direct goals, deadlines, and measurable outcomes. Others need a reason, involvement, and social connection to buy in. Others need a step-by-step plan and time to think. Alongside empathy, the book emphasizes accountability, make agreements explicit, define deliverables, and follow up predictably. This reduces resentment because expectations become shared rather than assumed. The practical benefit of this topic is that it offers alternatives to nagging. By combining clear standards with a personalized motivational approach, you can often turn apparent laziness into reliable contribution, or at least gather evidence for next steps when improvement does not happen. Fourthly, Communicating under pressure, feedback, conflict, and difficult conversations, workplace frustration usually escalates in moments of stress when people speak in shortcuts and hear everything as an attack. Erickson emphasizes that the same feedback can land as helpful or humiliating depending on timing, framing, and delivery style. In a color-based model, some people prefer blunt efficiency, while others need warmth and context, and others need evidence and logic. This topic focuses on adjusting your message so it is heard. For example, instead of saying you are always late, you can describe a specific impact, propose a process change, and ask for a commitment. Instead of accusing a boss of micromanaging, you can ask what information would help them feel comfortable giving more autonomy. The book also highlights common traps such as escalating emotion, over-explaining, or trying to win instead of solve. Readers are encouraged to prepare for key conversations by clarifying the outcome they want, the facts they can point to, and the concessions they are willing to make. Another element is de-escalation, using calmer pacing, acknowledging the other person's priorities, and keeping language concrete. The payoff is fewer recurring conflicts, less burnout, and a stronger professional reputation for being effective under pressure. Lastly, building a personal success strategy in imperfect organizations. A practical theme of the book is that career success does not require perfect conditions. Many organizations contain confusing structures, competing priorities, and a mix of great and frustrating personalities. Erickson's guidance supports a personal strategy that increases your influence without formal authority. This includes choosing communication channels that work, making your contributions visible, and creating microsystems that reduce chaos, such as regular check-ins, written agreements, and clear handoffs. The book also suggests focusing on what you can control, your preparation, your emotional regulation, and your ability to translate between different styles. When teams contain multiple behavioral types, someone who can bridge gaps becomes valuable. That might mean converting a visionary idea into a structured plan, or turning detailed analysis into a concise decision recommendation. This topic also addresses self-awareness. You can be the bad boss or the lazy employee in someone else's story if your style creates friction. By identifying your own default patterns and stress behaviors, you can prevent predictable mistakes such as dominating discussions, avoiding decisions, or over-polishing work. The overall promise is resilience. You can reduce daily irritation, strengthen relationships, and improve results even when you cannot redesign the company. In conclusion, this book fits professionals who feel stuck between poor leadership and uneven team performance, including new managers, project leads, and individual contributors who must collaborate across personalities. It is also useful for anyone who recognizes recurring conflict patterns and wants a more systematic way to respond. The benefit to your life is practical and psychological. Practically, you gain tools to clarify expectations, tailor communication, and handle difficult conversations with less drama. Psychologically, the framework reduces the sense of personal insult that often comes with micromanagement, avoidance, or underperformance. When you interpret behavior as a preference under stress rather than pure malice, you can choose responses that protect your energy and reputation. Compared with many leadership books that focus on ideals, this one is designed for messy reality. It does not assume you have the power to replace your boss or rebuild the culture. Instead, it offers a portable method you can apply immediately, whether you are dealing with a demanding manager, a disengaged colleague, or your own blind spots. If you want a straightforward behavior-focused guide that complements more traditional management advice, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Thomas Erickson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.